Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
It is absolutely freezing, but we are here. Not that we wouldn't be here, but welcome into the Lake Show here, News Talk 830 WCCO. Inauguration Day, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and the college football national championship, the playoff game tonight, Ohio State, Notre Dame, taking place. They'll be kicking off, I think, in the next 40 minutes. So we are here till 9 o'clock. Happy to have you guys along for the ride here on The Good Neighbor. And I actually want to start with, I believe, a ridiculous thought if you are a collegiate sports fan. Regardless of where you went to school, I can't get behind the specific thought that you look at your rival and you are so against your arch enemy that you would rather beat your biggest rival, your arch enemy, who you hate more than anything, that you would rather beat them than to win it all. I have seen that specific sports take applying to Ohio State, the Ohio State, the Buckeyes, everybody's favorite to win a national championship tonight. I think the line in this game is Ohio State by 8.5, 9. I'll check it in here in a commercial break to see what the latest line is, but 8.5 is what it's been pretty much all day long. Why would an Ohio State fan rather want to beat Michigan, because they hate Michigan, more than win a national championship? Now, I'm not going to sit here and make it seem as though college athletics and the professional ranks are the same thing, because they're not. We know that. It's not the same thing. Like, yeah, I'm a Vikings fan, and we hate Packers fans, but if you go to an institution or there's a specific spot that you have been a fan of for a long, long time, that's different, okay? It's different when it's Gophers, Badgers, Jayhawks, Tigers, you know, that's different. But to think that with regards to a national championship, that the rivalry and winning that meaningless game in the grand scheme of things, that means more than anything else in college sports? Makes no sense to me. Talking text line, 651-461-9226. Is there any Ohio State fan out there right now that honestly would rather them have beat Michigan in the final game of the year than to win a national championship tonight? Does that make any sense? Is there a Notre Dame fan that would rather Notre Dame beat USC than to win a national championship? That's confusing to me. And I know that we throw around the word being a fan, right? And people talk about, well, that's part of what some fans are. They're just absolutely delusional. Being a fanatic. But doesn't that go against your best interest as a sports fan? Are we in sports fandom to win the big prize or the smaller prizes? Like, that's why when and we've heard this from Vikings fans too. When Vikings fans have thrown out there about beating the Packers, we always want to beat the Packers. But if going 0-2 against the Packers, and I'm saying this, if going 0-2, and it's different with pros, I just mentioned that. But if going 0-2 against the Packers means that I get a Super Bowl appearance, I'll take it. I'll take it.
Yeah, that seems kind of silly when you talk about it that way, because if you are a team that's got championship aspirations, like in Ohio State, yeah, beating Michigan is nice. Beating Michigan should be a step to a national championship. If you're a team like Minnesota, who I don't want to put any spoilers out there, but probably not going to be in the championship hunt, then yeah, you want to beat your rival. You want to beat Iowa. You want to beat Wisconsin. But if you're a premier program that is constantly aiming for a national championship, then yeah, that should ultimately be your goal.
But I don't even think let's stay with that for a second, because we talk about institutions that we hate, right? Like, we hate losing to Iowa, we hate losing to Wisconsin, and yeah, we've had Wisconsin's number a little bit lately. Would I rather lose to Iowa than I would rather be in the college football playoff and lose to Iowa than it be the other way around, if that makes any sense to you?
Oh, totally. It does make sense. But at the same time, I think if you're Minnesota,
you're thinking about what the end game is.
Yeah, you're thinking about the end game, but let's be realistic. I think it's perfectly acceptable for Gopher fans to say, hey, our goal is to beat Iowa. Our goal is to beat Wisconsin. It's not realistic for Gopher fans to say, hey, we want to play for a national championship.
But the hypothetical is not about being realistic. It's about what would you rather have. That's the reality of what we're talking about.
Well, anybody.
It's not about being realistic. Like, you want to win Super Bowls here, right? Would you take a Super Bowl and going 0-4 against the Packers in a year?
Absolutely.
Of course you would.
Yeah, you would. Yeah, to me, it's a no-brainer. It's absolutely a no-brainer. You want a championship. You want your team to win the highest prize that they possibly can. That's the ultimate goal, right, as a fan. Yeah, I guess I try and put realistic. To me, I view it differently just based on what the end goal of the program is. Because
we know that. We know that not every team and not every institution.
Not every institution is going to play for a national championship.
But, yeah, we understand that. But the reality is that when you talk about this is more about the topic isn't necessarily about just the end game of winning a national championship, because it's all relative to your program.
Yeah.
It's about rivalries. That's what it's about. Would you rather have your team be whatever the success level it is, mm-hmm. supremely be successful. If that means the Gophers getting to a better bowl game, but losing to Wisconsin. I mean, however the dynamic is that you want to set up the scenario, there's no way in the world I would want a situation where I'm looking at my rival and the rivalry and saying that that is more important to me than the overall success in said year.
But wouldn't winning a national championship, wouldn't that ultimately be the best way to stick it to your rival, too? It's like,
yeah,
you're doing something, you might have lost to your rival during the year, but you won a championship. And therefore, that makes you better than the team that might have beaten you during the regular season, even
like,
if it's...
Like, look at this scene here. Look at the Buckeyes there. They are stoked. They're excited. They're fired up. Look at them. They're going through the motions here. There's 30 minutes, 41, 40, 39 seconds until they kick it off. But you would rather you beat Michigan.
You beat Michigan in October rather than play for a national championship on a Monday night in January. Cool.
It makes no sense. 651-461-9226. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Talking text line. You're welcome. Next year on The Lake Show.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Our friends at the Minnesota Ice Festival are giving away a winter staycation. Go to WCCRadio.com/contest and click on the Minnesota Ice Festival staycation contest link for your chance to score a one-night stay for up to four at the Hampton Inn in Eagan. Plus a $100 gift card for your group to the restaurant Burgers and Bottles. For all the details and to enter, go to WCCORadio.com/contest. All right, it's freezing out there. I think the current temperature is, and we'll check it here in a second, but when I was driving here to work, it was 9 below. Okay? It was 9 below. The current temperature, and we're going to do weather here in the next break, but it's 10 below right now, okay? So 10 below right now. A little while ago, I did like everybody else that has to go out in the cold temps. You start your vehicle up and you let it, you know, warm up. And it's funny because I was wondering, like, how long do you actually let the your vehicle warm up, okay? And Chris said to me, and it was funny, he's like, let it warm up for about a minute or so, 30 seconds, whatever, and then I just – and I was like, what? So I know that technically when we talk about starting up your vehicle, right, according to a lot of experts, you just start your car up and it, you know, if it's running 30 seconds to a minute or whatever, you're fine.
You're fine.
I totally get that. But in this extreme cold, why would you drive your vehicle immediately in the first minute or so of it warming? It's not warm. What are you doing, Chris?
I take it out of the garage.
You're driving an igloo.
Yeah, I'm driving it. You know what? But once it warms up, it's glorious. It's glorious. It's like I have a changing of the seasons in my car. It's like I go from winter to spring to summer. And then I'm like, then I get outside and I'm like, well, damn, it's winter again. So it's like I go through the whole. So
by the time you got on the freeway, is that when your vehicle was like warmed up?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll get out. And I mean, it's not like I'm speeding through the subdivision. Like I, you know, we've got the garage. I get in the garage, my car.
He's hitting 80 in the bend.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Fast and furious.
Stop. Spin tires on pavement. Bam. There we go. No, it may take me, probably about 10 minutes to hit either 169 or 94, depending on which way I go. But I get in, and because it's been in the garage, I just get in and I drive. And I do see the temperature. I do see it. Mm-hmm. Like, because I've got the dash where it tells me the temperature.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
It's always like one of those fun games. I'm like, how low can it go? Because when I was in Houston, it got up to 114. And here it got to like minus 11. So that's how I entertain myself on the road.
The funny thing about it is, you know, that question about how long to warm up your engine before driving or warm up your vehicle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the myth, according to AAA, is that this is the myth, to improve performance, in particular with cold weather, allow the engine to run for a few minutes before driving. Okay, they say that's the myth. The fact, according to AAA, is start the engine and allow it to idle only for the time it takes you to fasten your seatbelt. This ensures that lubricating oil gets to all of the engine's vital parts. Driving the car normally and avoiding hard acceleration brings the engine to a warmer temperature faster,
mm-hmm,
and also reduces wear and exhaust emissions. Naturally, a little longer idle time is okay in winter while you clear snow and ice from the windshield and other car parts. So, yes, from a technical standpoint, it's fine.
Yep.
But the reality is I don't want to be freezing my buns off.
That's fine. That's fine. See, one thing I do when
I know you got the fancy vehicle and all that stuff. I know you got the brand new Bentley truck and all that stuff. Whatever. That's fine. I'm not.
That's my Tesla Cybertruck out there. If it doesn't blow up by the time I leave, then it's going to be warm. No. What I do, I wish I had the ass warmers. Those would be so cool, but I don't have them. What I do is I will drive, but I will leave my heat off. Like, if I've got my kid with me or my family, obviously it's different. But if it's just me, like tonight when I leave,
mm-hmm,
I will get in my car. I will start the ignition.
Igloo.
Hopefully it works. I am Nanook of the North then, yes. Nanook will turn on the igloo, and assuming that it works, I will buckle my seatbelt. I will check my mirrors. I will turn on my turn signal, and I will go according to what the traffic lights tell me. And I won't turn on my heater until I know that my engine block is warmed up.
Mm.
Because otherwise, all you're doing is just blowing cold air, and your engine block isn't warming up like it should. So I'll let the engine block warm up. And if I'm cold for 10 minutes, I mean, you know, we live in Minnesota. I can suck it up.
Well,
I got plenty of padding. I'm all right.
Are you one of those individuals that has the automatic, like where you can just start it up remotely?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
No.
Was that what Dan Cook was doing a few minutes ago?
Probably.
That's probably a Dan Cook.
That's a Dan Cook.
When he came in here and he was looking out the window, I'm like, that's probably Dan Cook trying to start his vehicle right now.
Yeah, he probably has
a fancy pants.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that afternoon drive time producer gig, that's a good gig. It's a good gig, man, if you're Dan Cook, if you can get a gig like that.
Hey, text line, 30 seconds for the 612. 30 seconds just to get the oil pressure up. Drive gently for the first few minutes, which we were kind of like talking about there from the AAA website.
Yeah, that's what I do. No, I felt so excited when I had the fob where I could, you know, unlock my car and lock my car with the remote.
Oh, uh-huh.
That's where I thought I was big balling. I mean, to go to one of those that my wife can do that with her car, like, but I no. She gets the nicer one.
As she should.
As she should. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, she's the brains of the operation.
Pretty much.
She keeps the train on the track.
She's the brain. She's the looks. She's pretty much everything. I'm just, you know, I'm window dressing.
You're window dressing.
I am.
That's funny. Any fun stuff for your daughter today because she had the day off?
No.
And we should mention something.
Oh, yes.
There's something we absolutely 100% should mention. So everybody out there in the listening audience, this is a little bit of breaking news. This actually was from Susie Jones in the newsroom on her way out the building.
Yeah, right before we came on the air here, Susie sent me a message and just said, found out Minneapolis and St. Paul schools are closed tomorrow because of the cold. If you guys want to make sure, say that on the radio. So that will not be on the overnights, but the Minneapolis and St. Paul schools, school district are closed tomorrow because of the cold weather. I don't know. I have not gotten any word for any of the other suburbs, you know, any of the other schools, just Minneapolis and St. Paul, as far as we know.
But now, but what's the temp tomorrow, though? Aren't we going to be, it's going to be above zero, right?
I see right now that the high is going to be 7, but I'm thinking maybe in the morning when kids are waiting for buses, though, because we've still got that cold weather advisory that's going to be in effect until I think noon tomorrow.
Okay. The only reason why I ask that is just because, you know, in a situation where the temps are, because tomorrow the high is going to be, it looks like it's going to be 10 tomorrow. I'm a little bit surprised that they wouldn't have it be a little bit lower temperature wise. But like you mentioned, it states right now, as I'm looking at the National Weather Service, extreme cold warning tonight, and it actually carries in over into tomorrow morning. So that's probably the way that you just kind of articulated that is probably the
right. And I think that's probably the right move because you don't want kids to be outside in this kind of weather because, I mean, let's be honest, sometimes kids, they don't wear the clothing they should.
Of course.
I'm realizing that the hard way that you can tell them to bundle up.
Oh, but you told your daughter to bundle up and she's like wearing like the cute little outfit?
No, she is a hoodie and sweatshirt and Crocs sort of kid. Like my kid.
Crocs in the winter?
Oh, my kid loves her Crocs. Yeah, they slip on, slip off. Like she's, I mean, you've seen how I get dressed up. She's pretty much the kid version of me.
I didn't know that high school. She's ninth grader, right?
She's eighth grader.
Oh, eighth grade. Yeah. I didn't know that middle schoolers and high schoolers wore Crocs to school.
Oh, she loves her Crocs.
Know that Crocs were still popular.
Yeah,
I've never owned a pair of Crocs.
I know that a couple of her friends own Crocs as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's, you know, it's like a Croc group, but
a Croc group.
That sounded bad coming out, but you know what I mean. But no, she loves her Crocs, even in the wintertime. Like, I can't tell that kid anything. You know, she's going to lose a couple of toes, then she'll learn.
Hey, Jeff in Sauk Rapids, are you cold enough, Jeff, or what?
I just have the most practical solution for warming your vehicle that I have found over the years. Whatever you own, for about $120 to $150, you can add a heated driver's seat. They can just put one of those heaters right in there. If you don't want to spend that much, you can buy a heating pad type thing at
Wait. Walmart. You said invest $150 into what?
A heated seat.
Oh yeah.
Heated driver's seat.
I got one.
Yeah. Okay. So then you jump in your vehicle, assuming it's in a garage. And
what if it's outside?
Turn on your seat heater.
Don't assume that. Let's say that it's outside. What if it's outside?
Then you're going to want to go turn on your seat heater first and come back in.
Exactly. Exactly, Jeff.
It'll be one or the other. But, you know, if you can get your butt warm, then you can jump in that thing. And, you know, like AAA says, or Chris said, drive it gently for a few miles. You know, ever since we've been using ethanol type fuels, cylinder head temperatures have been running very much higher, which is to say that the engine warms faster. Just watch your gauge. When she hits 120, hit the old heater button, and you're in business, and you won't fog up your windshield either.
Hey, thanks to the phone call from Jeff in Sauk Rapids. Text line from the 651, park outside, start the car, let it run for approximately 3 minutes, dress appropriately, boys. And then from Jan in Greenwood, she says, hi, H Lake and Tubbs, everyone needs a bun warmer in their vehicle. Is she related to Jeff?
I don't think so, but I think...
Popular idea.
I mean, you see people have these bun warmers, and when you're young, you're like, I don't need that. The older I get, I'm like, that sounds pretty good. It sounds pretty doggone good.
It sounds great. All right, coming up next, we will get to the latest with the local weather. And then, you know, news came out earlier today, this morning, about the prices for the Minnesota State Fair. The price of attending the Minnesota State Fair is going up, and it doesn't bother me at all. We get to that next year on The Lake Show.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase 1 of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star Ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the price of attending the Minnesota State Fair is going up. It doesn't bother me at all. And I'm not saying that because when I'm on the clock, it won't cost me a dime. Because if I'm out there working, of course, that's a different situation. But like, just going out there and being amongst the people, I don't mind that at all. Now, according to the Minnesota Star Tribune, the state fair tickets and parking costs both will go up this year to fund more than $20 million in improvements and keep up with rising operational expenses. Ticket prices will increase by $2 for the 2025 State Fair, costing adults $20 at the gate. On-site parking, now that's going to go up more. On-site parking is going to cost $25, that up from $20, okay? So getting into the fair is going to cost you $2 more. Parking at the fair is going to cost you $5 more. This doesn't bother me at all. And the reason why I say it doesn't bother me at all, outside of the working part of it, I'm talking about just as a everyday regular person, not on the clock, why actually buy a ticket. It doesn't bother me because if the experience is going to be improved because they're going to take those funds and put that into improving the Minnesota State Fair and the grounds, I'm all for it. If that was not a thing, then I'd be a little bit like, well, hold on. $5 a head to park more? Where's all that money going to? But yeah. I'm good with this. 651-461-9226. If you'd like to weigh in, somebody I mentioned on the text line earlier, they wanted to add, they were asking the question about if I think if Jason was going to get to the State Fair, and I'm glad that I got to it because I definitely wanted to. This was on the show rundown earlier.
I'm
good with this. I like this. I'm all for. I don't have an issue with prices going up if it's going to improve our experience for Minnesota, for Minnesotans, or anybody that goes to the Minnesota State Fair. If they are going to get something out of the price going up, let's do it.
Yeah, absolutely. If I mean, the Minnesota State Fair has been around, you know, I got a guess for quite a while. Yeah, and it's, I mean, from what I can tell, it's a pretty big deal. So
this is not going to scare people away.
No, I don't think so. And I think, like you said, Henry, as long as they know that this is going to be reallocated back into improving facilities, I trust the State Fair to do the right thing to make the experience better for everybody that goes there. So, yeah, no problem at all. And the parking, I mean, I got to admit, like, how many people go to the State Fair and park on the fairgrounds?
Oh, a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I don't know the last time.
Those lots are full.
I know, but that's kind of what I'm saying, that those people will, I mean, there are some that are always going to park. I understand.
Those spots are always going to get filled up.
Oh, no.
That's a prime thing.
No question. But I'm just wondering if this, too, will make people look at, you know, transportation and shuttles. We always take a shuttle to the State Fair. I don't even know the last time that I parked on the State Fairgrounds because it's a hassle. I mean, if you want to.
Oh, I disagree.
Oh, really?
I don't.
You don't think it's a hassle at all to park on the State Fair?
I don't think it's a hassle at all. Like when you are pulling into those the lots where it's $20, dude, you're right there. Now with anything, there's going to be times where
you're
it's
gonna going to say, when are you going in and when are you coming out?
But that's the thing. That's the point. Like, so we know that there are going to be times there's going to be ebbs and flows. But by and large, though, I feel like it's a winning proposition when you're able to get in one of those lots.
But you got to be there awfully early because those things fill up and it's
early,
like,
or late.
Well, that's the thing. If you go, you know, at 10 or 11 o'clock, if you got to get the kids ready, and then by the time you want to get to the State Fair, guess what? Those lots are full. So that's when you take a park and ride. And I don't have any problem with, you know, what they're doing with the parking. Again.
But do you think that the park and ride is really that much faster? I don't think it's that much faster.
It's much more convenient with the park and ride than trying to deal with waiting in the traffic and then finding a place if there's going to be a place open.
For you, it's convenient. Let's say that somebody's got a kid and they've got a stroller that they need. Like, that's not necessarily a good option for you to go over to the unit. Because typically, if I'm doing the parking ride, because I have no issue with the parking ride. I've done both. And the parking ride that I've utilized is over there at Huntington Bank, right? You go to Huntington Bank, you park your vehicle, whatever, you hop on the parking ride. But let's say that if you got a young kid. If you got a young kid and you got a stroller, or in the words of my former colleague Dan Barrero, a double wide, right? Like, you're not doing the shuttle thing.
Don't they have strollers available at the State Fair, at the State Fairgrounds? Because I see a lot of people with kids on the park and ride. Like, I see a lot of kids with the double wide. That's such a good term. Oh my God, that's why he's a Hall of Famer. That's why
the
he's
double
a, that's why he's a legend, no question. Yeah, to me, I enjoy the park and ride. I don't know if there's
and I don't
any,
have an issue with the park and ride. I typically have the park and ride. Now, for full transparency to the people out there listening about how we go about it working in radio, especially from people that have to work out there because you're on the clock. Now, but I'm not talking about being on the clock, but when you're on the clock, okay, for instance, we have we get passes, right? Mm-hmm. Like, because you're working there, they got to give you a ticket to get in.
You got to get in.
But then with regards to parking, though, you might be in a situation to where you're able to get the parking pass and you're able to pull in that specific there's like a media lot. Yeah, there's a media lot. But now there are times, though, when you're going to just go on your own, because I don't think that every time that you go to the Minnesota State Fair, you're on the clock, right? Because you never have to go out there, right?
No, I have not. Since I've been here, surprisingly, I've gone out to the State Fair once and been a part of a broadcast. That's when I joined Steve ET. But as for, like, having to go out there and work, no. Yeah. Part of my shift, I have not had to go out there. Now, maybe I will someday, but as of right now, they haven't asked me to. And I've gone out there, more with the family.
I think what's going to be interesting about this whole thing about the Minnesota State Fair, though, is that I wonder how much the price will continue to crawl up in terms of getting more expensive. The only reason why I ask that question is because this isn't the first time that they've had a price change.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
A couple years ago, they upped the price.
Okay.
And now they're upping it again. And I'm not against it. I'm not, you know, like, it is what it is. Like, I want to go to the Minnesota State Fair. I'm going to probably go once or twice.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to deter anybody.
And it's not scaring anybody away.
No.
Heck,
no.
Shaletta, she's going to go every day if she could. She's going to take pictures of herself, walk around with a face on T-shirts, go and buy all those donuts, the Amish donuts for everybody in the crowd. I wish I had that Shaletta money.
Man, got to make sure that she's got a good picture, because apparently there was a big what-to-do about the picture last year on the CCO banner where it had like the...
Respectfully, those pictures were terrible. Respectfully.
Yeah, mine didn't look so good. I looked kind of like...
I looked horrible.
I looked like the Unabomber, and I wasn't sure that I really liked that. Maybe next year we can do something different.
Your picture didn't turn out great either.
No,
mine didn't either.
No. I looked like a greasy...
And why did we change the pics? The pics that we did a couple years ago at Target Field, the photo op for everybody here at the station, I thought was phenomenal.
Photo op at Target Field?
Well, you weren't a part of that.
Surprise.
What do you mean surprise?
Something fun at Target Field and I wasn't invited.
Well, no, I don't think you were working here at that time.
How long ago was this? I've been here for 5.5 years.
Yeah,
probably longer than that.
Well, I think it was like maybe it was before the pandemic.
Okay. Yeah, I got here a year before the pandemic.
Yeah, it was like the baseball season of like 2020.
Oh, okay.
So, but they didn't do it across the, like, every employee didn't do pictures. They just did it for a few people. Paul Douglas, Jordana, me, Hartman, whatever. Anyway, that's not even the point. But the bottom line is, yeah, they swapped those.
Sounds like the Finer Things Club to me.
Oh, boy. 651-461-9226. Now I'm hungry talking about the Minnesota State Fair. Hey, coming up next, State Farm. They've reversed dropping their coverage for L.A. County fire victims. Good call on their part. We get to that next. All right, talking about the Minnesota State Fair and the price increase, I'm good with it. Nancy in Champlain Park, she is wanting to chime in. How you doing, Nancy?
Hi, I'm doing good. Listening to your show every night.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, so I just wanted to say we don't mind about the price increase because we leave at 5 o'clock. We get there at 5:30. We sit for a half hour in the car, and then we get right up front in the parking, and we stay all day until about 7 o'clock, 7:30. Then we get in our car, we leave, it's no problem, and we go home.
So hold on. I got a couple questions. So first off, I like your idea on this. I like the plan. So the plan is you're saying you're going to get up super early, you're going to be there the moment that they open up the parking so that you can get a prime spot. and go right into the state fair, right?
Right.
All right, but this is the question that I have. Okay, so literally, you're there at 6, right? Because that's officially when it opens. Because I think when Vanita Sakar starts the morning news and all that stuff, whatever, that's when everything, the gates are open. But you're there till 7 in the evening? How are you having the ability, Nancy, to stay there all day? How is that a thing?
We just enjoy it. We go there once a year. And we do as much as we can, and we sit and watch the news when we get tired of walking, and, you know, the different news stations, usually WCCO.
Oh, my gosh.
And
you got a lot more energy than me, Nancy. I got to be honest with you, because there's one coworker that we have here. You may have heard his name before. He'll produce some shows. His name is Josh Wheeler. Josh is like the crazy guy that gets up super early in the morning, and he stays till like they're closing the gates. Like they had to literally like kick him out. You are there for a long, long time. So, hey, more power to you. You're getting a bang for your buck.
Yeah, and the day goes by so fast. It's like we didn't to do everything we wanted to even.
Well, that's awesome. So hopefully I'll get a chance to maybe meet you at the Minnesota State Fair next August.
Oh, that'd be great.
All right.
I'll look for you.
All right. Thanks so much, Nancy. I appreciate the phone call from Nancy in Champlin. And look, Nancy, she's braver than I am. I've said this before. You guys can call me whatever. You can call me a wimp. I can only do the Minnesota State Fair for about 6 hours. And then I'm done.
This
includes when I'm on the clock. So let's say that I go out there and I do a 3 hour show. Let's say a full show, 3 hours, right? I can only hang out there for a few hours just, you know, beforehand.
It's a lot. Like it can be a lot, especially, you know, when you've got to quote unquote be on. But there's so much there. And I understand that, you know, people go there and you've kind of got, and I mean, after you've been there so many times, I'm sure, like, you know, Nancy, they've probably got a system down where they know exactly where they want to go to maximize their time. I think what wears me out is when you just start wandering and then you're like, okay, where am I? And then you just start to wander more and more. And then, my wife and daughter, they hate crowds. I love crowds. Like, you could put me in the middle of
it. You're that guy, huh?
I'm that guy, absolutely. But they don't like crowds. So we have to kind of, you know, we have to pick and choose our spots. But
I don't mind.
They can go for maybe about a half day, and then they're like, we're done.
I don't mind the Minnesota State Fair. You know that it's going to be packed. Like, you know that. Like, it's
going
to be.
You know that going in.
You know
it
that
helps.
Going in. It's going to be super crowded. This is the only thing, and this is the reason why I don't like going a lot. Because really, like, if you have to work out there, after a couple of days of working out there, it gets a little bit weird if in a situation like when you're working for a radio station or television station, the whole thing of somebody notices you or whatever. I'm a man of the people. I don't have an issue meeting and greeting people and all that stuff, whatever. Sometimes it can be weird.
What, do people come up to you and they make it weird? Or?
Well, it's in the business, we've said for years, it's zoo effect. And when we say zoo effect, the people are saying that you basically, it seems like you're in a cage at the zoo and everybody's staring at you.
They're there to watch you. You are there to entertain them for
a
few hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It can be a little bit awkward.
Well, you just got to be not recognizable. It's a great life. When people don't care what you look like or what you do, it's a pretty good life.
I mean, do I care what I look like? Of course I do. I'm joking. I was about to crack a joke because I don't care what I look like.
you're just a sexy black man on the radio.
I'm very vain. Anyway, thanks to Nancy for calling in. We were going to get to the State Farm thing. We'll get to it here a little bit later because I definitely wanted to take her phone call. But coming up next, what are our top I'd like to take this back deals in sports? Oh, boy. Wait till you hear mine. We get to it next.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.